Joining us now, he's the head golf professional down at Austin Country Club, where they're going to be playing a little match play next week. Dale Morgan joins us. What's going on this morning, Dale?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing awesome. We always talk about this time of the year, we kind of have to talk about golf courses in terms of agronomy and how the winter has treated you. So first off, what are the conditions like coming up for a little match play this week?
Well, we got, you know, the golf course is in phenomenal shape, Mark. Everything is good. We've had a tough winter this year, just like a lot of people around the country, but Bobby Stringer and his maintenance crew have done a phenomenal job, and we're looking forward to having top 64 players in and letting them have a chance at probably playing a very windy golf course.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the good news is most of the guys that are in the top 64 have committed to play, only a few guys that aren't. So an excellent field, as always, down there. And remind us about Austin Country Club. I mean, number one, is this golf course, is this the normal setup, or do they do any kind of different setup just because it is match play?
Well, it is a little bit different. Normally we play the nines a different way than they play them in the tournament. That creates a lot of excitement because our front nine, which will be their back nine, is down along the Colorado River. So you've got a lot of risk-reward holes down there. And so we do flip the nines for the tournament. Outside of that, though, we really don't do anything. It's exactly the same as it is every day for our members to play. But it's going to be exciting because down around that lake, we get a lot of wind. And, you know, of course, in Texas this time of year, we might have a north wind one day, a south wind one day, a west wind one day. So they kind of get a little bit different look each day they play the golf course.
Yeah, kind of an interesting golf course. I mean, there's some tree-lined holes, there's some kind of wide open holes, so you get a little bit of everything here, don't you?
It is. It's very unique in the fact that it's two separate nines. When Pete designed the golf course, that was one of the reasons he liked the piece of property. It was real different. And we call the lowlands, which is will be their back nine, and we call it the lowlands. And then the other side is really very hill country style golf, you know, a lot of force carries and things like that. Our 10th, 11th, and 12th hole, which will be their 1, 2, and 3, are very difficult holes, so they get off to a tough start right off the bat with some real challenging holes in the wind, and then they come around and play like I said, some real risk reward type holes on 12, 13, 14, where they can hit driver or hit iron or bank it off some hospitality or whatever they think they need to do to win that match. So it's kind of fun when they get around there.
Yeah, so what kind of player does this does Austin Country Club set up for? I mean, bombers, iron players, putters? I mean, you know, is it a tee shot or a second shot type golf course?
Well, it's a good question. You know, I really believe it's the putter. The golf course is only about 7,100 yards from the back, which 7,100 yards for these guys is not very far as far as they hit it. And so the green settings are really difficult. And, you know, the PGA Tour will have the greens at about 11 and 11 and a half each day. And they've got a lot of slope in them. So because of the difficulty of the greens, I really believe the best putter is really the guy that wins the tournament. We've been very fortunate the first 2 years. We had Jason Day win in year one, and he was the number one player in the world. Dustin Johnson win in year two, and he was the number one player. So kind of unique.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I know you guys have only had it for two prior years, but, I mean, even before that, I mean, Rory won it in 2015 and Jason Day won it in 2014. I mean, the last four winners of the match play are not short ball hitters. So, it's interesting how that's kind of played out. But, you know, obviously Jason Day has been a good putter. Dustin Johnson can get the putter going. But, you know, is it almost maybe that the longer hitters maybe don't have to hit driver off the tee? They can get it out there with three woods and irons. Is that an advantage?
I think so. I think length is always an advantage in this game. We talk about it all the time. Excuse me. We talk about length all the time and how it affects the players and how far that they hit it today. And there's no doubt that length is definitely going to be an advantage, especially when you're playing in match play. You're playing somebody in match play, you get a couple of shots down. I don't know if you remember, but last year, Dustin Johnson, he was pretty well rolling right over John Rahm. And I think John won four holes in a row when we got around to those risk reward holes. And they're both huge, long knockers. I mean, they hit that ball a long way, both those guys. And you know, I think what happened was Dustin began to play a little bit more conservative, and John, you know, went for everything. And so he started winning a few holes. But both of those guys, for the whole tournament in the seven matches that they played, their putters were really hot. They both putted the ball really, really well.
Again, we're talking with head golf professional Dale Morgan down at Austin Country Club hosting the Dell Match Play. And when you start talking about match play, I mean, you know, we know that you always want to maybe get off to a good start against your opponent. I mean, you know, being one or two up early on is never a bad thing. And we also know that you want to close strong and close somebody out. But talk to us about the middle of the round, you know, maybe from like 6 to 12 or 13 in this golf course. What's a pivotal hole that we should be looking at that if a match is even or somebody's one up or one down, what's a pivotal hole that might kind of set the tone for the rest of the round?
That's a great question. I think, Mark, number 12 and 13 will be the two pivotal holes. They'll be the holes that you're going to see a lot on television. Number 12 is a par 5, beautiful hole. You tee off kind of up in a high area of the golf course, down towards the Colorado River with a backdrop of the green is the Colorado River and actually the main entrance to the event itself. So it's really a neat area, but it's a par 5. It's very reachable for those guys. You know, some of those guys will hit, I think if I'm not mistaken, that John Rahm might have hit a 9-iron into that thing last year. He was driving the ball so far last year on our golf course. It was unbelievable. But they'll reach it in two, but it's a very risk-reward par 5 in the fact that the green is not surrounded by water, but the left side and the back of it is around water. And so if you don't hit the shot exactly right, and with the green speeds the way they are and the slope of the green, that will be a pivotal hole in trying to turn a match around or trying to close out a match. And then you turn around and play number 13, which is a sharp par 4. It's about 425 yards, but these guys, if they catch it with if we happen to get a westerly or a northwesterly wind, it'll be behind them, and they'll be hitting three woods or drivers and banking it off maybe the hospitality, which is behind the green, and trying to get it up and down. But once again, the speed of the green and the slope of the green back towards the water will create a very interesting opportunity for those players. So I really believe 12 and 13 are the key pivotal holes.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that makes this golf course really great from a match play perspective, and the way they have it set up is that there are a lot of risk and reward shots. I mean, it's just not guys plodding around hitting three woods and, you know, 8-irons and you know, trying to make a 15-footer. There's a lot of thought process that goes into this, and a lot of, you know, it's true match play inside a match play, and going, you know, if I'm a bomber, do I want to bomb it out there? And the other guy's going to just pop it down the middle of the fairway and stick one in close, and can I get it up and down and make birdie? So there's a lot of thought process going on inside of these matches, isn't there?
There's no doubt about it. It is a very unique event in the fact that the golf course really fits the style of play very, very well. And you're right. They play a different brand of golf than you see on the PGA Tour every week when they come here to play match play, because instead of playing the golf course, you know, now they're playing the individual. And so each one of those holes, because there is some risk-reward involved in it, they're really watching what their opponent does and deciding, you know, what kind of play and what's the right shot for them to hit. So it's very unique in the fact that the golf course kind of fits the actual match play format. And, you know, once again, we've been very fortunate to have, you know, two number ones in the world win the event. You know, Dustin's coming in here number one again, but, you know, I know Justin's going to be right behind him. And of course, we're all hoping that one of the local favorites, Jordan Spieth, will play really well. So it's going to be very unique.
And Dale, I'm sure the members down there love having this event out there. Are they always anxious to get out Monday or Tuesday after the tournament and play in the same conditions that the tour players played in?
It, it, It is. You know, we're very fortunate to have a great membership at our club, and we like giving back to golf. And, you know, there's five great charities marked for this event, and we love being a part of that part of it. They're Austin Charities, and we're glad that we give, you know, over $1 million back to them. But our membership has been phenomenal in allowing the players to come on the golf course and be a part of it. Monday and Tuesday, they'll get to see a couple of practice rounds, and we really enjoy having them out there, and the guys are very appreciative of having the opportunity. So it's always a great time of the year for us.
And I'm sure they're always out there, and it's got to be fun to say, you know, man, I hit it there, and oh my gosh, and, you know, Dustin Johnson or John Rahm just hit it like 50 yards past where my best tee shot ever has been, and that one hit a sprinkler head. I mean, it's fun for these members too to watch this, isn't it?
It is. Last year, you know, if you remember, John Rahm drove it over the green on 18. Well, 18's about a 400, and I think it's about 445, something like that. He happened to hit his drive absolutely perfect, caught a downslope, and it kicked so hard and ran up and over the back of the green. Now, I've had a lot of really, really good amateur players, a lot of good collegiate players play our golf course. I've never seen anybody come close to hitting it where this guy hit it. And unfortunately for him, he got it into a place where he absolutely had no chance of getting it up and down. We just got through having one of our member guests, and we actually had what we called the John Rahm shot on that hole. We set the pin in the same spot and took everybody back there and gave everybody a chance to try to get it up and down. And the really strange part about it is we had one guy chip it in the hole.
Wow, awesome. Well, you know, and I'm guessing with all this talk about rolling back the golf ball that you don't have members coming up to you saying, man, I wish they would make this golf ball go shorter.
I have not had one person come up to me and ask me that they wish that the golf ball would go shorter distance. I sure haven't.
well, Dale, man, we always appreciate talking to you down there, man. I love watching the match play. I wish we could get more of it from professional tour standpoints. But we're going to be looking down there, and we're going to be watching. You know what? Maybe you'll get a back-to-back. Maybe Dustin Johnson at number one will win it and make three number ones in a row and two in a row for him.
That'd be awesome. Mark, thank you so much. It's always a great pleasure to be with you guys. Sorry Mike's not with us today, but glad talking to you, and you guys have a great weekend.